Welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you're ready to tap into your God-given strengths, discover simple success strategies, and set that dream that's buried in your soul free, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I went from building a chimney cleaning business with my husband to ranking in the top 1% as a leader in network marketing to my true calling as a visionary strategist and coach. I'm passionate about helping others navigate the sea of business and life. If you're ready to leave the daily grind behind and discover the joy of entrepreneurship, let's untie those dock lines and set sail. We are going into uncharted territory. Hi, and welcome back to the podcast, friends. This is your host, Sherry Miter, and today we're going to dive into six reasons why as a leader, you might want to not only just tap into your own personal strengths as a leader, but also create a strengths-based team or a strengths-based organization. And I'm doing this based on a little research I've been doing. I have two upcoming events. One is a team workshop on strengths for a new startup business. I'm super excited to show them how, as a new team working together, if they start utilizing each other's strengths, they can build just a really great, significant business together. And the second event I have coming up is a promotional event that I've been invited to participate. That's going to be for leaders of teams. And my gift to them is going to be a two-hour workshop that these leaders can plug into, which, by the way, I will be having the host of this event on the podcast probably the beginning of August to talk about the event and how you could participate in it as a guest and take advantage of all the different promotions that they will have. They will have the sweet deals and training from 20 plus different experts in the field of leadership. So just putting that little plug out there now for you. And for both of these events, I will be sharing the benefits of using strengths as a leader and how building strengths-based teams can benefit the organization. And I thought, you know what? This would make a really great podcast because I'm sure it's something that all of you could use and take to your organizations, or maybe if you are the leader, to kind of start thinking about how and why you might want to create a strengths-based team. I'm going to start with a little quote here from Kay Weatherford, who is Southwest Vice President of Revenue Management. And if you don't know this, Southwest is a huge client of Gallup. They are a strengths-based organization. And she was doing an interview and she talked about this and she said, when you lead people, it is so helpful to understand who your employees are. Clifton Strengths allows you to communicate with them better, to understand who they are, to help value them. It just felt natural. She was implying that when they decided to make Southwest a strengths-based organization. She goes on to say, it gives us a way to recognize the different strengths we all bring, to understand who we are and value what everyone contributes. And that's exactly what creating a strengths-based team can do for you and your organization. So let's talk about this, the six reasons why you might want to think about bringing strengths into your team. First reason, as the leader, you discover, because it always starts with the leader. Let me just say that first. It always starts with the leader. But as the leader, you discover your unique way of leading that helps lead with your talents so that you are your best, I always say this, authentic self, and not a copy of your mentor. When you understand and you lean into your strengths, you will have more job satisfaction and lead a happier, healthier life. Gallup has the stats that backs that up. And here's the other thing too. As the leader, many times we don't see our own strengths for a strength. We don't recognize that. And Gallup executive strengths coach Brian Brim, an author of Strengths-Based Selling, says people live so close to their strengths that they often don't realize how unique they really are. He goes on to say, that's why they're so surprised when I tell them no one thinks, plans, executes, influences, motivates, develops, builds relationships, or many other things the way they do. And oh, I so see this with the leaders that I coach. They don't recognize that the way they think at their best is unique to them, and that that's a strength of theirs, and how to just totally, as I said, lean into it. So that is the first reason why I love helping create strengths-based companies and leaders, because you don't know how amazing you are until you really start doing the Clifton Strengths Assessment. Okay, number two, you attract and keep top talent. According to Gallup, a strengths-based culture is a powerful differentiator that helps companies attract top talent, bring out the best performance in every employee, and create organic business growth. So if you are looking, especially in today's environment, after COVID, we are seeing a lot of people leave their work. They're leaving their companies. And a lot of these are the top talents of those companies. So if you want to attract the best people and keep them staying in your company, that is a huge reason to create a strengths-based culture. Number three, the third reason that you may want to look into this is when employees know and use their strengths, they are more engaged, actually nearly six times more. So what does that mean? What does that do for your business? The bottom line is engaged employees aren't just happy employees. They significantly outperform others on crucial performance outcomes. So think about that for a second. What would it look like if your team was six times more productive? If the people on your team performed six times better than they already do, what would that look like for your team, your organization? Number four, the fourth reason having a strength-based organization can help you is it can create a more purpose-driven and happier work environment, which is what employees are looking for in today's workforce. There are studies that show for today, people are looking for purpose and personal development over paychecks and perks. So instead of maybe setting up that latte bar that your organization was thinking would be the thing to draw in the best employees and keep them and make everybody happier, think about giving them more personal development, which is exactly what doing the Clifton Strengths Assessment and the coaching and the workshops that go along with that can do for your employees. They are craving, especially the millennials, they are craving a way to have that personal development tied into their career. Number five, as a leader and As a leader and also as a team member, you can learn to navigate the team's areas of weaknesses, because there are those areas of weaknesses we need to navigate. But here's the cool thing. You'll also learn to honor what sets people apart and find deeper respect for each other's strengths as part of a team. So you'll acknowledge the areas where your team is maybe weaker, and that can also help with hiring, learning to use other people's strengths in areas that overall it may be weaker. How can you compensate for that? How can you buddy up, pair people together? But it's also that respect that we're not all the same. We all have different strengths and talents. And when you really start to talk about them and have the conversation about them, it just brings that extra layer of respect for each other. To know that, Susie over here may be a quick decision maker, and she's going to start, she has activators. She's going to jump in and start working on a project right away. Whereas, you know, Tom might be more deliberative, meaning he needs more facts. He needs time to think. He needs time to process. And when we understand that, we respect each other more. We give Tom the space he needs. And when things need to start going, we tap into those people with activators so things get done. So it just creates a friendlier, more respectful again, and safer work environment. Number six, the stats. If nothing else has piqued your interest, you have to look at the stats. And Gallup's meta-analysis of 1.2 million individuals and 49,495 work units in 45 different countries specifically shows how strengths affect outcomes. Teams that receive strengths-based development have achieved 19% increased sales, 29% increased profits, 59% fewer safety incidents, and 72% lower turnover in high turnover organizations. So if you want to increase your sales, increase your profits, and decrease the turnover, then you definitely should think about creating a strengths-based team, strengths-based organization. And this bodes true whether you are a small business of 5 to 10 employees, maybe you're a startup like my new client, maybe you run an organization of thousands of people, or maybe you're one of my network marketing leader friends and you have a team of, you know, 25 to 2,000 people on your team. This works no matter what type of team you lead. And honestly, these are just a few of the reasons why you might want to look into knowing not just your own strengths as a leader, but creating that strengths-based organization. All right, so if I've convinced you and you're like ready to explore what that might look like, let's talk. The best thing for us to do now is to set up a time that we can hop on the phone, or you can email me if you want. Email me at sherrymiterco@gmail.com or click the link below and schedule that complimentary 30-minute session. And in that session, we can talk about what does your team need? Where is it at now? What are the goals you have for it? And how bringing strengths to the organization and to you as a leader can support that. Support those goals. We could work together to develop you as that superb leader you strive to be. You're already an excellent leader. Let's up-level that. Let's go to that next level and support your team to bring out the best in each individual that you lead. So if that sounds great, I can't wait to have you schedule that call and let's chat about it. Let's see if this is the right fit for you and or I'm the right coach for you. But I would love to hear from you. All right, my friends, this is it for today's podcast. Short, quick, to the point. But I do want to let you know what's coming up in the next few podcasts. I'm excited to bring a couple of my friends and mentors of mine onto the podcast to share how knowing and using their strengths has helped them excel in their businesses, and continue to have this discussion on how building strengths-based teams can help you as a leader. And also, you may have noticed already that a lot of the conversations has moved from entrepreneurship to leadership. So you will continue to notice more and more of that. And there's probably going to be some changes to the title of the podcast and all that. So let me know, what would you love to hear more of? Do you want to hear more leadership things? Do you want more to stick with the entrepreneurship too? Combine the two? Love to hear from you on that as well. You can hit the message button down below and shoot me a quick message. All right, my friends, until then, remember, life is short, so go out and enjoy the journey. And if you're in the Northeast, like, get outside, enjoy. I know it's been a rainy summer, but get out there and enjoy the summertime. Take some time off, unplug, and just reset. All right. Thanks as always for being a listener to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs podcast. I so appreciate you being here.